Baby, for I was funny your hair. No one knows like you do. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel. No one knows where I am. But it's why you touch my life in ways that others don't know.
Get your hands now. Worship Mahoshama. Mahoshama, bye. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Maha Shatter. For you what no man can do, the one who can take that place in your life that no man can take. He's taking over a particular concern, a care. Lift your hands. He's stepping into your life and confirming to people that he can do for you what man cannot do. Lift your hands. Whisper that name, Jesus. Has just been answered for somebody. A burden has just been lifted for somebody. A battle has just been fought for somebody. Take your seat if you can. Thank you. people who are very concerned and caring for my life. But no one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is friends so kind as you. No one else take sense darkness from me. Oh, how much cares for me. To tell you how I think of Jesus. Jesus, I found in him. Tell you how he changed my life completely. Mm-hmm. receive his care. Receive his touch. Father, we praise. Let that love be felt like no other time. Let that help be received like no other time. Let today mark a testimony in the life of that child of yours. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. If you had a doubt in your heart, he's telling you tonight.
Learn a child. Learn again for you. Learn his child.
May you see the manifestation of his care for you. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Do ye even so to them. Tonight we are looking quickly at the prophet of love. And it's going to be very fast because much time is taken in the pre-service worship. The profitability, understanding the profitability of loving people is our objective tonight in the subject of the prophet of love. Understanding the profitability of loving people. We live in a world today that is filled with great uncertainties and unpredictabilities. A world where you have, let me say, three categories of people. First, the category of people who pay no attention to good deed done. They have no special attention. You just did something good for them and there's no attention. Those who think it is their right for you to do what you did for them anyway. You slow down for them to cross the road, and that's okay to do, but nothing like, no show of appreciation. Then we have the category of those who outrightly reward good with evil. You do good for them, you receive evil back. These two categories are almost like 90-something percent of human beings. Those who pay no attention to good deed. Those who reward good with evil. And then a tiny percentage, I don't know the percentage. Maybe it may be up to 5 or 10% of those who recognize and appreciate good deed. They don't take it for granted. They recognize it. They appreciate it. Living in such a world, therefore, does it pay to do good to anybody? In case you are coming across the majority of those who don't care that you did anything for them, or all the people you have been coming across in your life are those who reward you evil for good, what do you do? Does it pay? Yes, it pays to love people for many reasons, but I will give three reasons. Number one, it pays to do good. It pays to love people, number one. It pays to love people because, number one, it is commanded by God. And if it is the commandment of God, it is associated with prophets. It is commanded by God. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 31. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and this is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, is commanded. Number two, it pays to love people because, number two, it is beneficial to our existence on the earth. Beneficial. Whatsoever you want that men do to you, do to them. So we see that benefit in that scripture. And we're going to talk about that later on. That was Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. It is beneficial to our existence in the earth, on the earth. Number three, it pays to love people because it is a determinant of our destiny in eternity. It is a determinant of our destiny in eternity. Matthew 25 and in verse 33 to verse 40, the parable of the sheep and the goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Those of you of us who do prison ministry, be encouraged. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? For I was hungered and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger, naked, sick or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. So it's a determinant. And this shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Why does it pay to love people despite their behaviors or misbehaviors? Because we have a commandment. Because it is beneficial on the earth. And because it is a determinant of our destiny in eternity.
Let us go on. What then is the profit of love? I will rush as much as I can because of the time that is on our hand. The profit of loving people, number one, is number one, the realization of life's expectations. The realization of life's expectations. Once you are in the habit of loving people, you are guaranteed the realization of your life's expectations. He said, where we read our text, whatsoever you want people to do for you, do for them. Anywhere you want to, you are expecting to reach, help other people to reach where they are going. You want to achieve things in life, help people to achieve things in life. You get what you expect out of life when you give others what they desire in life. Note it down. You can get what you expect out of life if you assist others to get what they expect out of life, what they desire. The realization of life's expectations. Number two is the reaping of appropriate harvest. The reaping of appropriate harvest. That scripture also made it clear. You do for people and it is done for you. The reaping of appropriate harvest. Listen to this. Actions of love are seeds of good deed that produce harvest after its kind, after their kind. Actions of love are seeds of good deed that produce harvest after their kind. You may not have a positive response for the person you did the good deed for. You may not. But that is not composed really where the harvest is coming from. Because life is a fertile ground. What you sow in the now, you reap in the future. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6. If there is, I'll read from the King James Version first, and then if you have the Living Bible Version and the New Living Translation, you can place it. Say, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening withhold not your hand. For thou knowest not which one shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike. Just keep on doing good for those who are grateful or those who are not grateful. You don't know which particular good deed will change your life. Can I have the Living Bible? Keep sowing your seed, for you never know which will grow. Perhaps it all will. New Living Translation, if you have it. Plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon, for you don't know if profit will come from one activity or the other. Or maybe both. You don't know if profit will come from one. You settle the widow. You assisted an orphan. You assisted an accommodation of somebody stranded or something. The reaping of appropriate harvest. Seeds. Actions of love are seeds of good deed that produce harvest after their kind. Number three. Profit of love is number three, accessing the mercy of God. Accessing the mercy of God. Accessing the mercy of God. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 26. 2 Samuel 22 said, with the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. And with the upright, you will show yourself upright. It is repeated in Psalm 18 verse 25. With the merciful, thou will show thyself merciful. With the merciful.
What we do with people determines what God does with us. What you do with people determines what God does with you. What you do for people determines what God does for you. With the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. Acts of mercy towards people provokes actions of mercy from God. Acts of mercy towards people provokes actions of mercy from God. And you know that the mercy of God is the answer to the anger of your enemy. For many of us, you are alive today because of mercy. If it was left for people, you would have died since. Very important. We access mercy as we display love. What is the profit of love? Number four, the explosion of unction and power. People who walk in love walk in power, supernatural power. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. Jesus saw the multitudes, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them and healed their sick. Compassion towards people compels the unction from heaven. It compels the unction from heaven. Compassion towards people compels the unction from heaven. Love triggers the flow of supernatural power. Jesus saw two blind men in Matthew chapter 20, verse 30, and he had compassion on them. And two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" They say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them, and that touch brought power. Now, when we talk about power, people think you need to be a pastor. No, you need power for daily living. You need power to be a human being, to just flow normally. Because in the place where you are going for interview, there are those who came with charm. There are those who look at the interviewers and the interviewers become confused. There are people who put medicine on their tongue to talk to influential people. You enter the vehicle, you don't know whether the driver is a blood-sucking occultic man, whose assignment is to convey as many people to hell as possible. God forbid, you went to the labor room, you don't know whether the woman there who is taking delivery of the children has an assignment to suck out all children and have many dead babies born. God forbid, it will never be your portion. So we need power in this life. We need power. As a child of God, you need to walk with power in your business, in your academic pursuit, in marital relationships. Power. The wrong person may come to you and say he wants to marry you, and you are not aware because you have been charmed and blinded, and your eyes opened only after you have married. God forbid. You don't know there are people who marry people away from their destiny. Their assignment is to marry the people and render them useless for life. I knew a very powerful single lady. Small girl like this, as she was growing up, she sang, the whole atmosphere changed. What rendered her useless was marriage. The last time I heard her sang was before she married. After that, no more. In a marriage of almost 15 years, not once. Marriage packed up later. And then the life remains scattered still. So you need power. You need power, spiritual power, sensitivity, and that can come by the walk of love. The explosion of power and unction. Number five is the release of life's potentials. The release
of life's potentials. God made man in his image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. And God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. The meaning of that is, when you walk in love, you walk in your original nature. When you walk in love, you walk in your true nature and potential. And if you look at scripture, it is confirmed. Joseph was a man who walked in love, looking after prisoners, being concerned at their depression. That man manifested potential like no man business. Dreamer, dream interpreter, administrator by excellence. And I think he was into some agricultural kind of invention. Capacity to invent and preserve food for 14 years without refrigeration. That was Joseph. Then you talk about David, who carried scattered, battered, shattered people. People indebted, people discontented, people distressed. He became a captain over them. He saw somebody in the field dying. He picked him up, gave him food. That was David. Now, if I ask you what was David's potential, you cannot tell me, because David was anything that was available in the Old Testament, David was. He was a king, he was a priest, he was a prophet. He was a singer, he was a songwriter, he was an instrumentalist. He was a choir director, he was a music director. He was a lion killer, a giant killer. He was an instrumentalist, he was a fighter, he was a military general. He was a hunter, he was an inventor of music. One man. Because he rather die than see people oppressed. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should dare the armies of my God? I better die than watch him. That was the kind of man David was, and his potential just... There is nothing that limits life like bitterness and hatred. There is nothing that limits destiny like lovelessness. Lovelessness. It's a limit. Don't play with bitterness. Don't play with malice. Don't play with quarrel. You are not in talking terms with this one. You are not in talking terms with that one. They greet you, don't answer. You are wasting your life. You are limiting your little life. Am I communicating at all? Do away with. When they appointed Daniel to become a major ruler in Babylon, he demanded that his colleagues shouldn't be left behind. He said Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego should rise with him. He requested and the king granted. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 49. And the king, Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. If it was human beings today, Nigerians, when they go up there, they will just shine and let you know, I am bigger than you. I have achieved what you cannot. I'm where you cannot. All right? Just put your head on the ground for me if you want me to give you CC every day. Not Daniel. He requested, he demanded, I can't go up alone. I can't rise alone. I cannot be important alone. I want my friends with me. And it was granted. What was Daniel? Star politician, star academician, star prophetic person. In the realm of the academics, he was number one. In the realm of the politics, he was number one. In the spiritual realm, they set him above the magicians. He wasn't a magician, but they say all native doctors in Babylon gather. All occultists, stargazers, prognosticators, all of you who see by water, see by anything, gather. You can all see, but this man see more than you. You can do, but does more than you. He placed him in charge. Fully expressed, fully explored potential on the frequency of love. If you walk alone, you may walk fast. But if you walk with others, you walk far. Just try and be selfish. You may appear fast initially, but it has a limit. Walk with people, you go far. I heard of these birds. I don't know whether it is sparrows now,
that fly from during winter, they fly from one country to another, and then when it is winter in North America, probably they fly from there back to South America or somewhere, and then when it is now warm here, they fly back. Now these birds, they fly in formation like an arrow, like the mouth of an aircraft, and they fly across like 1,000 kilometers at times, up to like flying from here to London. And you know what they do? There is one in front that is the arrowhead, and all of them just align, they hook themselves and they fly. They use the flight air of the people at the back to push him forward. Just keeps going. When this one gets tired, he changes position. Another one takes the position in front. When this one gets tired, he changes position. And they fly 1,000 miles because they fly together. Only one would have fallen down from the sky since. Beloved brothers and sisters, you want your full potential expressed. Love people. What you keep shrinks. What you share spreads. God has given you any trace of wisdom. God has given you any grace, any gifting. You have resources. Share it to spread it. Keep it, you shrink it. I'll be rounding off very, very shortly. It is the release of life's potential. That is number 5. And number 6 is the manifestation of the presence of God. People of love carry a palpable presence. In fact, the presence and nature of God, a palpable presence. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. And two can walk together if they be agreed. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. If God is love and man walks in love, man will naturally manifest God and manifest his presence. You will manifest God and manifest his presence. If God is love and man walks in love, the presence of God is around you without invitation. People feel God around you. They feel peace and calm around you, because there is something that is like God that you carry. The manifestation of the presence of God. And that is what is also called the anointing. And finally, number 7, the possibility of eternity with God in heaven. We already read that a basis of eternity with God in heaven is how we treated people. We saw it already in Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, all the way to verse 40. The possibility of eternity with God in heaven. Our walk of love is a guarantee of our eternity with God. Your walk of love is a guarantee of your eternity with God. All other things being equal, righteous living, godly living, holy living, all that being established, your walk of love is a guarantee of eternity with God in heaven. Hatred, bitterness, it denies people access to heaven. It denies people. How do I say so? 1 John chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 15. It said, I have written unto you because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men. All right, please take chapter 3, verse 14. 1 John 3, 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. A hater is a killer. And a killer is a hell-bound child of Satan. The possibility of eternity with God in heaven. So don't let people's action cause you to stop loving others. Don't let people's action. I have two counsels this night. But before then, we recap on what we have said. What is the profit of love? First is the realization of life's expectations. And then it is the reaping of appropriate harvest. And then accessing the mercy of God. And then the explosion of unction and power. And then the release of life's potentials. And then the manifestation of the presence of God. And then the possibility of eternity with God in heaven. What is my counsel? Number one, decide to walk in love for the sake of your existence on earth and destiny in eternity. Decide. We know that love is a choice. It's not a gift, it's a choice. He said we should love our neighbor as ourselves. In Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 31, if it is not something we can do or something that some are born with, he wouldn't have said so. Right? So decide to walk in love for the sake of your existence on the earth and eternity in heaven. And number two, ask for the grace to walk in love as commanded. Especially in the face of unpredictable human behavior. Unpredictable behavior of human beings. Ask for the grace to walk in love as commanded. Especially in the face of unpredictable human behavior. The grace of God teaches us to do the right thing. Titus chapter 2 verse 12. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The grace of God instructs us to do what is correct. The grace of God helps us to do what we are meant to do without struggle. Lord, I'm finding it I'm struggling with loving people. I'm struggling with believing in people. I'm struggling about believing any man anymore who says he wants to marry me, or struggling with believing any lady anymore. They have disappointed. No, I'm struggling. I receive the grace with helping people. The last one I helped stabbed me. I'm struggling. And you receive the grace to love. I welcome you to a season of love. And I welcome you to experiencing the profitability of love. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Let me want what you want. Oh, my dear Lord. He wants us to love people. Lift your hands, lift your voice, appreciate him.
Let me want what you want. Oh, my dear Lord. Let me love what you love. Oh, dear Lord.
That's right.
That is how you designed life to be loved. Help me, Lord, to live out to me.
Two more times.
Let me love. Let me love. Let me love.
Let me love.
Oh, Lord, that is right. Your desire.
Let me love.
Let me love.
To live now, I want to be.
Oh, Lord, take me to the be all for you. He's all I am.
Your hands. hands, everyone. His body, his body. I have just been told that these birds are the Canadian geese. The ICT may have the picture. And they fly during winter when the weather is cold from Canada all the way across intercontinental flight and return back. Swallows, right? Also, they are called swallows. That's right. In V formation. There's one at the center, the topmost one. When he's tired, he shifts position. And that person takes position. He's tired, he shifts position. They fly from like Africa to Europe. But because they are together and they're exchanging position and assisting each other, they go far. You will go far. Lift up your hands. And see after me, say, Father, tonight, I ask that your nature and your character of love will be fully expressed in my life, through my life, this evening. While this prayer is on, everywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus, quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags, rush to the front. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You are tired of compromise. You have an addiction in your life that needs to be broken. You have a negative lifestyle that God needs to handle. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush forward as we see. All right. Just the prayer people, just hold on 1 minute. I live for Jesus day after day. We sing that sharply while they come forward. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I like you to come from everywhere you are. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Day after day.
2.
I love Jesus.
3. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus
day after day.
Your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you and the grace to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. I declare that hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you now. In Jesus' precious name. While we remain standing, lift up your hands now. The prayers can then take off. Say, Father. Say after me. Say, Father, I come before you today. I am asking, Lord, that your nature of love will be fully expressed through my life today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Shatta la 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 la
In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. I speak upon the communion tonight that the very nature, the very character of Jesus, who is love, who loved us so much and gave his only son for us, that nature will be established in your life, and that from today it will be easy to forgive, easy to love, easy to touch lives, easy to change destinies. It will be easy in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And also this communion tonight, I declare it flushes out everything in your system that is not of God. Every deposit from hell, every deposit of hell, every deposit of hell, every affliction, every disease, every seed of cancer, every seed of fibroid, every seed of tumor, every seed of pain, Lamayadaya, every near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, spiritual husband, spirit wife, spirit children, serpentine spirit, every work of the occult, work of witchcraft is frustrated and destroyed from your life now. In the name of Jesus, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You shall not die before your time. You will fulfill your days by the reason of the communion of the blood of Jesus tonight. Everything working against your life is unworked now. I call it done in Jesus' name. Take your seat, celebrate.